The Alaska Music Spotlight on KNBA is sponsored by The Taproot, Alaska's epicenter of arts and entertainment. See the calendar of events online at taprootalaska.com. It's 5:35, the afternoon music show rolling on. Thanks again to Cece for taking over the last couple of weeks. The Alaska Music Spotlight is about Alaskans right here in our state playing great music and those returning home for the purpose of sharing even more music. And we got a couple of those coming into our studio tonight. Tonight at the Taproot, 8 p.m., Evan Phillips opens the evening. And then at 10 o'clock, Christy Hayes and Beth Christman will be taking the stage and sharing a whole lot of music. I'm Lauren Dixon. It is 5:35 live in studio. Today we welcome back to Alaska Beth Christman and Christy Hayes. Both grew up in Alaska. Beth, you got family here. Christy spent time in Southeast, soaking up the solitude and the wilderness. And both are currently based in Austin, Texas, as I understand. But the Golden Tour brings them home, and sharing music tonight at the Taproot is what they are looking forward to. And I know you are. So welcome to Alaska, or back to Alaska. Thanks for coming in, Beth.
Thanks for having us, Lloyd.
And Christy, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Now, you are, let me actually pull up mic three a little bit more, if you could pull that towards you just a little bit. You're coming all the way from Austin, Texas, but Christy, you spent time in Southeast. Where were you hanging out?
I was in Haines from 2003 to 2007.
What were you doing down there?
I went to college for forestry, and I got a job on the Tongass that I didn't end up taking, but I became a river guide and a naturalist in the Bald Eagle Preserve outside of Haines for a couple years, and then I went on to work for the state of Alaska doing some research on salmon.
And Beth is a Fairbanksian who is coming back, and she's spent time working with the Whipsaws in the past years, and the Carper family, mm-hmm. who also has been up here at the KMBA studios. So welcome.
It's great to be back.
Now you're giving your friend a full interior tour.
Yep, I'm in charge of the interior, and she's taking care of Southeast.
Tell us about the tour, where you guys are going. I think it's a kind of a neat one where it really hits the hot spots. Where have you been already, and where are you going?
We start up in Esther. We play a little show at Hartung Hall, and then we meandered down the last couple days, went all the way down to Homer, and played at Alice's last night.
Perfect.
And then we're heading up to Denali tomorrow. We're going to play at the Denali Education Center. And then Sunday night we'll be back in Fairbanks to play at the Botel.
So you're both back up here, but you are both currently based in Austin, Texas. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you came up here purposely to get away from the heat, right?
Yes. Yeah. Get rid of the heat. It was about 103 the day I left.
Are you kidding? 103?
Yeah.
Is it like that all the time in August?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So you're coming up here and you're sensing that you can wear a couple of layers of fleece and be okay.
Yeah, totally. I had to dig in my closet for my winter clothes and try to find some sweaters and leggings.
What brought you two together? Did you meet down in Austin or did you meet up here in Alaska?
We almost met in Alaska, but we met down in Austin.
Yeah, we had heard about each other, I think, for a while. I think I had heard more about Beth from my friends, but we met at the farmer's market. I was selling hummus, she was selling bison.
The things you have to do to make a living in Austin.
Those two things don't necessarily sound like they'd come together. Hummus and buffalo.
I know. They did.
I think we were doing a trade or something.
Mm-hmm. Some trading our wares.
We've got some music to enjoy tonight over at the Taproot. The show starts at 8 o'clock with Evan Phillips opening up. You guys have instruments with you today, so what can you play for us to get the show rolling?
We're going to do this song called Rita Blanca.
say goodbye.
Music from Beth Crisman and Christy Hayes, who are live in studio here at KMBA, the Alaska Music Spotlight, celebrating Alaskans who are returning home. Thanks for coming back to the state and sharing the tunes, guys.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
The confines of Austin are filled with musicians. Alaska, not so much so. What was it like, Beth, to go from Fairbanks down to that hotbed that is Austin, Texas?
It was pretty eye-opening. I'd known lots of fiddle players and country singers and bluegrass pickers all over the state, but the quality of musicians down there was just amazing. But there's great musicians up here, too, but just not as many.
So it could be a challenge to go down somewhere like that and have to, in a sense, compete for stage time, or there's so many extra stages. Is it actually easier to get on a stage down there?
There's a lot of places to play. There's music 7 nights a week at probably 50 different bars, mm-hmm. and grocery stores and pizza pubs, and just music all over the place, all over town.
Well, we were chatting earlier just a little bit about the Athabascan Fiddle Festival. Was the fiddle the first instrument you picked up and started playing?
I actually started out on classical violin, and then the Fairbanks bluegrassers and old-timers led me down a different path.
And it's now taking you more places.
Yep.
So that's fantastic that great instrument can get you far and wide and bring you back home. And Christy, I was looking at some of your material, listening to your music, and I love your classic sound. It's a very comfortable, familiar sound, and I didn't want to put like any one particular artist to to compare your voice mm-hmm. to, but I started to think about the idea of familiarity and what a strength that actually can be mm-hmm. in music.
Yeah.
Who are some of your influences that you listen to and say, boy, that's a voice I want to emulate?
I don't think I've ever been good at emulating a voice, but I think some early female singer-songwriters that were pretty important to me were Patti Griffin and Lucinda Williams, Dara Williams, Nancy Griffith, and Lou Harris. So I think you know, listening to a lot of that music when I was just beginning to learn to play the guitar and write songs, it shaped, you know, and male songwriters alike, but just those are some of my favorite female songwriters.
I thought about, too, when you're down in Southeast there, living amongst the trees, do you think your voice developed down there, or did it develop when you got to Austin? Or not just the voice, but
yeah,
your singer-songwriter chops?
Yeah, I think they're getting better and better the older I get. And I have an element of discipline now with writing that I didn't have when I was just beginning. You know, I didn't really look at it like a process like I look at it now. So I think that, yeah, everything about it, like I've always thought I had a terrible voice. I used to think I had a terrible voice. And I just, for so many years, I didn't sing from my gut, so.
That would be a tough thing.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part, is uh-huh. actually just relaxing and leaning into it, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking, if you're in the woods all alone, the solitude, the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
did that make it scarier to come out of that and then share all those internal thoughts that you developed from the woods?
Oh, yeah. I'm an inherently very private person, so reading, you know, I always felt like I would get up and read my diary to people. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to do it like this, my face covered.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Yeah, it was super hard. I was really depressed when I left Alaska and started to play music. I actually moved to Nashville for a while.
Wow.
Before I moved to Austin. But I had a solid year of just feeling very lost and very disconnected from everyone and everyone in my age group. And I spent so many years in the woods that most of, you know, the bulk of my mid-20s when people are out doing other things, socializing and learning, and I was just kind of...
And there you are, hanging in the woods,
yeah,
trying to write down your thoughts.
Right.
Do you ever think to be a writer versus a songwriter?
I do want to be a writer. I actually write short stories, and I'd like to release a book, a little booklet of them, maybe sometime in the next year, but that's a whole other beast.
No, I imagine so. I could even imagine how it's like, oh, I've got this great idea for a song. Wait, no, I want to save that for a book. Okay, well, you got a great idea for a book. No, wait, I'm going to steal that one and use it in the song instead. I'm sure they can interact together.
Totally.
But
mm-hmm.
So your current album, Caliche,
mm-hmm.
has got some wonderful music that we've been playing on the radio in anticipation of you coming on up here. So thank you for the new music.
Of course, yeah.
What's your favorite thing about the new CD?
Just the collaborative effort with my band. I haven't really put out an album that was a true band album before. I've had worked with producers, and Oh Montana, my previous EP, was a solo EP, so this was just amazing to go in and work with the people I love playing music with in that way, and then we have a product.
And then you got a band and a CD.
Yeah.
The sort of release party is tonight, if you will, the Alaska release party. Showtime is starting right around 8 o'clock. Evan Phillips is opening up the night. Then Beth and Christy will take the stage with Aaron Benolkin, and you'll hear some wonderful sounds. Why don't we hear a little bit more of that? Well, can you play for us next?
We're going to do a song called Central Plains.
You guys are good.
Thank you.
You know what you're doing. I like that song. I like you guys together, and you compliment each other well. Love your voice, and that fiddle just takes takes a bit of a lead there, doesn't it? It's just right on spot. It's going well. You guys got something going good here, and the show is tonight at the Taproot.
Yes, it is.
And thank you once again for coming on into KMBA. We got time for more music just around the corner, Beth. I was reading a previous interview that you had done, and I noticed you mentioned a couple of names. It made me think, okay, you know, Beth is not just a fiddle player. Beth is a front man because she loves Wanda Jackson.
I really love her.
Billie Holiday. I heard you mentioning her in just a maybe not a pointed way, but a casual way, and I thought, yeah, you're not just a harmonizing fiddle player. You've got some front man in you, and... And what do you got going on that's your next big project?
I'm working on a whole bunch of different things in Austin. I've got a new band. I'm starting with a couple friends I've picked with a lot before. And some that we don't even have a name yet. But I've been playing fiddle with a lot of different folks lately. Carper family's been scaling back a little bit for the next couple months because we've got a baby in the band. And so I've been playing a lot with this guy, James Han, this great old honky-tonk singer. And I've been wanting to start my own project, but haven't really gotten it all together yet.
Haven't found the right exact inspiration for that, exact momentum that it takes. And what does that take to start a band in some, especially a place like Austin? How many times must it start and then stop and then start again? And
I ask myself that every day.
Because once you think it's going good, somebody says, oh, by the way, I got to leave in August. And you're thinking, oh, no, what do I do now? So it's taken a while to get something really good going?
Well, you know, it's like, I think you're always going to have to deal with it no matter what. You know, there's always going to be change. And a lot of times when you think you don't want it, it ends up being for the best. That's the way I try to look at it. I try not to get too bummed about people coming in and out. But, you know, whenever people do come in and out, it makes you a different musician. It makes you better. It makes the music grow. So.
And the pool's big down there, so there's a few other fish in the sea, no doubt.
Yeah, lots and lots of fish.
When is the last time, Beth, you came up to Fairbanks in the winter? When is the last time
it was
that
about
happened?
A year and a half ago.
Okay, good.
Went home for
you.
Christmas, and I will never do it again. I would love to do a winter tour. Actually, we were just talking about that on the drive up from Homer. Most of my Texas friends are afraid of Alaska winter. But I think Christy's brave enough, so maybe we'll have to come back in the winter.
Be nice. I would love to come play in the snow for a little bit.
Yeah, got to do it. If it's 103 down there right now, escape to the coolness.
But Fairbanks in December, it's a little too cold for my blood these days.
Well, good. You're fitting right in on the Alaska Music Spotlight. We got Southeast experience. We got true Fairbanks experience right here in the studio. So do you consider, Beth, yourself still an Alaskan musician in any way when you're down there? Do you promote that? Do you talk about it?
I don't really promote that, but people definitely do talk about it because it's interesting.
Yeah.
Other than just, you know, coming from Lovaker. You know, New Orleans or something. Alaska's always kind of this magical thing that everyone wants to know more about.
Every Alaskan knows that it's the perfect icebreaker. It's just the perfect conversation icebreaker. Mm-hmm. So you say that and suddenly they're interested in you a little bit more than you are in them, maybe. glad to have that on your resumes, and glad to have you guys sharing your music. Let's hear another song before we hit the top of the hour. What are you prepared to share now?
Oh, I'm going to do this song called Am I Tired? This is a song. I channeled Guy Clark to write this song.
I think I fell through the cracks somehow. Kind of lonely when no one hears you yell. I wish this hole was a wishing well. I wish to God I could wish you well. But it all. Like a little boy's kite. I keep the radio down real low. I crack the window so the smoke can go. I wanna fly a bit like a doe. Oh, Hickory, heaven or snow. Am I tired?
Hayes and Beth Christman here on KMBA in the local music spotlight. The Alaskans are touring around the state. They've already been up north. They've been down south in Homer, and they're here in Anchorage tonight at the Taproot with just a few more shows on this tour still to go. Thanks once again for coming on in. One final question about this tour. It's called the Golden Tour, and I see you mentioning the Golden Season. I think I know where you're going with this, but what's the... Tell me about the Golden Tour. Where did that name come from, and what are you up to?
Oh, it came from the transition into fall, the birch aspen, the leaves. That's one of my favorite things about
my about favorite northern. Part of September.
Yep, that's my favorite thing about northern climates, seeing that those leaves. So
you're on your way maybe back up north to catch a few more. There's turning there already.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get a good glimpse when you were all the way up there in Esther?
We always point it out to each other whenever we see some golden trees.
Yep. There will be a lot more, I think,
yeah,
this week.
I always try to make a trip up to Tok right around the end of September or the middle of September to make sure I catch those as well. So you're heading down to Juneau and Haines next. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Skagway as well.
Do you have time for one more song?
Yeah.
We'd love to squeeze in one more since the show's starting a little later tonight. You got plenty of time to get home and then get on out to the Taproot. The show kicks on right around 8 o'clock with Evan Phillips and Christy, and Beth will be taking the stage with Aaron Benolkin somewhere right around 10 o'clock. Thanks once more for coming in. What are you going to share for us?
We're going to do this song that's the title track of my EP I released last December. It's called Oh Montana.
Oh, Montana, with your blue eyes so blue. the fences, the eyes of a child. Oh, Montana, where my dreams go to rest. The sun is a gift, so even in death. Oh, Montana, you killed the horses. We found her dead in the front pasture. Oh, Montana, we got debts that we have to pay. Just think of the summer.
Sunny kind of warmth we needed on a crisp, cool fall day. You guys brought it. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you at the show tonight. The show starts right around 8 o'clock at the Taproot. This is the Alaska Music Spotlight. For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.